USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden delivered an update on the situation in Afghanistan on Tuesday afternoon, warning that an offshoot of ISIS poses a threat to Americans in the country. The president also said that the U.S. is on pace to withdraw all forces by the August 31st deadline, but has asked the State Department and Pentagon to make contingency plans should an extension be necessary. The House voted to pass a $3.5 trillion budget resolution and advance a bipartisan infrastructure package already passed through the Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had made a compromise with some moderate members of her Democratic caucus who had threatened to withhold support for the larger spending package unless a vote on the infrastructure bill was held. Republicans have vowed to oppose a final vote on the $3.5 trillion measure that contains many of the priorities in President Biden's Build Back Better plan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
A good day on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 30 points to finish at 35,366, the S&P adding 6 points to a finish at a record 44,86, and the NASDAQ climbing 77 points to a record 15,19. As the border crisis continues, a border state Republican congressman is calling out the Biden administration.
Open borders by the Biden administration is threatening American sovereignty. There are only 12 agents watching 245 miles of border in Del Rio, Texas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess says this is a federal failure.
But this is a federal responsibility. This is not something that the state government should even be having to participate in and debate. The sheer volume, the numbers of illegal crossings that occurred during the month of July, you would think the federal government would step up and provide additional funding, but that is unfortunately not the case.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More on our top story now as President Biden addressed the situation in Afghanistan in a Tuesday afternoon address from the White House, saying that the U.S. is on pace to finish evacuations by the previously established deadline of August 31st. Biden added that he's asked the State Department and Pentagon to make contingency plans should that timeline need to be adjusted. Congresswoman Liz Cheney says that sticking to that timeline is indefensible. The Wyoming Republican tells Fox News that the president's decision leaves the U.S. vulnerable.
It is an inexplicable and indefensible situation that President Biden has put us in. There's one message that the Taliban should be hearing from the United States of America, and that is if you do not allow us right now to withdraw every person we need to get out, every American, every Afghan who helped us, you will face consequences that will be more severe than you can imagine. That's the message the Taliban should be hearing. Instead, we are in a situation where we've watched over the last week, you've had prisoner releases that include, for example, external operations teams that have been released. These are Al-Qaeda teams that are specifically focused on attacking the United States of America. So across the board, this decision that President Biden has made to withdraw from Afghanistan and the way that it's been implemented has really increased the threat to the United States and has put us at risk in ways that are hard to calculate, frankly, right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.